Back in the late 1860s, the Central Pacific Railroad connected Sacramento to Nevada. The new town of Reno was eventually developed to accommodate the emerging commerce popping up around that railroad crossing. Local historian Alicia Barber says that became Reno's identity.
Reno was a railroad town. There were a couple of early businesses like the Riverside Hotel, which we still have, that faced the river and capitalized on it. But for the most part, it really wasn't considered the focus.
Then in 1931, Nevada lawmakers legalized gambling. Barber says casinos became synonymous with the word downtown. But over the last few decades, as the casino industry began fading, there's been a cultural shift.
That scenic value, or that value of being near somewhere beautiful, becomes more and more attractive. There's much more of an emphasis on the environment and on the kayak park.
Unlike the past, Barber says the river is now viewed as more central to downtown.
And it really has been the civic heart of the city for decades and decades. It's where our county courthouse is. It's where the post office was traditionally located. It's where a lot of our federal buildings are in that area around the river.
As the biggest little city in the world continues to evolve, local businesses and city officials have been working to transform Reno's image. Barber says the Truckee River is essential to this effort of branding Reno as a place to visit, work, and live. Ann Gray, Reno Public Radio News.